Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When I was younger, I got in a bad car wreck and about passed away. And having a family, two boys and a little girl, and a fiance, that I needed that money coming in case something like that was to happen again. And him being older, it can happen to me again. So where would they be? Because they rely on me for everything right now. So that was my like wake up call, gold nugget, whatever you want to say. Say, you know what? This is it, you know, because if I'm laid up, I still got this money coming in. Construction, I can't go do it.
The reason we attended the EPIC Intensive is so that we could clearly define the roles in our partnership and develop a clear strategy for our business. And another nice thing is it has brought us closer in our partnership and really gotten us on the same page. So we're all learning the same things. We can make sure that our visions are aligned and that we have a clear strategy going forward.
The one golden nugget I've received from Matt is to take more time talking to the seller leads, finding the solution to their problems, which is going to increase my closing rate on offers that I'm presenting. The EPIC Intensive has impacted our business significantly by organizing everything, simplifying it, and giving us a clear roadmap of how to proceed.
Hey, your old buddy Matt here. Before we get started today, if you're really serious about your real estate investing and turning it into a part-time or a full-time business, you might like to attend the live 3-day EPIC Intensive Lead Machine Workshop that we got coming up in Manhattan Beach, California. It's July 18th through the 20th. Head on over to epicintensive.com and get yourself registered. Alrighty, let's get on with the show.
This is Terrio Media.
Hey, Matt here at Epic Real Estate. And today I want to talk to you about new and creative ways of finding off-market properties, off-market deals. I mean, today we're going to think outside the box. And what's inspired today's episode is just the number of organizations and masterminds and associations I've been involved with over the years. And on looking back, I noticed that most of the breakthroughs, the really impactful breakthroughs that I've gotten in my business, have come from people outside of real estate investing. So much so that anytime now I get the opportunity to interact with a real rock star in their industry, I ask them to play a game with me. And the game goes something like this. Imagine that you are a real estate investor. How would you deploy your superpowers to find off-market deals? How would you go about finding discounted real estate? Some of the answers that I've received have been absolutely groundbreaking for our real estate investing business, to the point where we could not help but start our own marketing and advertising agency just for real estate professionals. And the initial results have been nothing short than phenomenal. So if you'd like some help with your digital marketing, you want to tap into what we've been doing to get such great results, go to ubiquity.agency to get the details. And if you like what you see, go ahead and fill out the form there on the page. You and I will hop on the phone and we'll brainstorm some ideas for you and your business. So what I did for you today is I pulled out some of the out-of-the-box answers from recent guests on the Epic Real Estate Investing Show, and I'm gonna play them for you here. But as you're listening to them, don't listen to just the answers on the surface. Open up your mind a bit and grab the underlying logic from their answers that they share and just kind of ask yourself, how could I use this in my business? How could I take this information and improve things? That's what I did. I implemented, and I'm really grateful I did, so enjoy. All right, so let's play a game. Let's pretend you're a real estate investor. And you're looking for distressed properties.
Okay.
So it could be the property is distressed or the owner is distressed in some shape, form, or fashion. With your copywriting and marketing superpowers, what's the first thing that comes to mind with regard to how you would use those powers to find those properties or people?
I'm always thinking about, well, who else is looking for that same person? Trying to only find those people is, that's not how I would approach it. I'd still try and find the people as if they're going to be normal sellers in a way, like not stressed, especially the way we're doing it, which is offering the valuable information for people. Because anybody who's thinking about selling their house, the thing that they want to know is, what is it worth? And more where it's not so much focused on you and singling you out, it's that the more information that you have is going to create more options for you, right?
So I like to keep things really, really basic and go after lowest hanging fruit. So I would run a series of ads. I might even start with the newspaper, believe it or not, which I know, like, from an internet guy, people are like, dude, what is this? Crazy. I'd probably run a local ad in the paper that said, if you need to sell your house fast, read this. And then it would say, you know, it'd be like a sales letter, like, dear friend, sometimes you got to sell your house fast, but then you've got all of these, insert whatever they're worried about here, like you know, sketchy real estate dudes trying to steal your property from you or whatever. Well, you don't have to deal with that. You know, if you're looking to sell your house fast and you don't want to deal with someone that's going to put all kinds of high pressure on you and try to trick you, then give me a call. And being upfront with, you know, I can't guarantee that I'm going to be able to buy your house.
Right.
If I can, I'll offer you a fair price for it. And worst case scenario, then, you know, I'll give you some free advice on how to navigate this situation, what to expect and what to watch out for. Like, I would talk to them like I would want someone to talk to me if I were in that situation. So, again, relying on the old demonstrate, you can help them by actually helping.
Right. Addressing their actual situation or their problem, and then revealing or discussing, bringing their fears to the surface, and then showing them that you can actually help them by actually helping them.
So what first question I'd ask you, and this is the first thing I have all my clients do, is what skill have you mastered that you could teach these people? So we call it your mastered list. So what's a skill that you've mastered that you could teach these people? There's a ton of different ideas that can pop up. So the first thing is the mastered list. The second thing is FAQ list. So when you're dealing with these types of people, what are they asking you? What are their biggest questions? So basically write two lists. So mastered list, FAQ list. Then you cross-reference and you're like, okay, what matches up here? What are the FAQs that matches up with the things that I'm confident in teaching? And it's going to be a lot of matches. So that's a lot of content ideas. Then you dive into the science and the art behind it. Mm-hmm. So something like how to sell your house fast by owner, because the owner would be selling it right without a real estate agent.
Right.
So that's basically how I do it.
That was awesome. My audience loves tactics and technicalities, and they love the strategy. So that's good. I
don't like to treat YouTube as a guessing game, which a lot of people do, and that's the most frustrating way to grow. So that's why I really do say approach it as a science, not an art.
So first of all, here's how I would enter kind of any new business that I wasn't familiar with. Mm-hmm. Real estate, while I love real estate to own it, I'm not necessarily a real estate investor or doing things like that. I would probably look to find someone local that I could develop a relationship with who had the inside scoop in that particular geographical location. Mm-hmm. And then I would ask them, what do we need to do? Do we need to write letters to folks and say, hey, maybe opening up with a question, are things really challenging for you right now? We'd love to have a sit down conversation about where you are and how we might be able to help. If I was trying to get the attention of, let's say, the owner in distress. So I would probably approach it with developing a relationship with someone local who had the inside scoop that I didn't, and then using my copywriting skills to connect from the heart to whoever it was that I was trying to reach. And if I did that through a letter, if I did that through going up and knocking on the door, that's kind of the good general sketch of what I would do first.
Got it.
I am focused on what their emotional experience must be. So looking at what are their pain or frustration points right now and getting into a place of real empathy where I can imagine myself feeling and thinking what they must be experiencing right now to the very best of my ability. So that's using a bit of imagination, but it's also remembering that we have so much shared humanity.
I think a good rule for all of us, no matter what business we're in, always asking, you know, what can I give versus what can I get?
Yep.
Always making it about that. Being 100%. Of service. Get you everywhere.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.